Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. We want to pick it back up on our series called The Believer's Reward. The first crown we would like to talk about today is the crown of righteousness. Looking at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 through 8, it says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. The crown of righteousness will be given to the victorious soldier of the cross, the faithful, dedicated, surrendered person who diligently and consistently contends for the faith while he awaits the coming of Jesus. This crown will be given to all who love his appearing. The next crown is called the incorruptible crown, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25. And it says, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. This is the crown to be given to believers who faithfully run the race, who crucify every selfish desire in order to win souls and point men to Jesus, those who are steadfast and dependable in service. The next crown we would like to take a look at is the crown of life, James chapter 1, verse 12. It says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelations 2:10. The crown of life is the martyr's crown. It will be given to believers who are faithful unto death. I realize that the verse just given from Revelation has to do primarily with the tribulation saints, but this crown will be given to all who are martyred for the cause of Christ. We're going to stop there today, and we'll pick up the next two crowns next time. But the crowns that we discussed today are the crown of righteousness, the incorruptible crown, and the crown of life. Always remember that these crowns are given not because of our salvation, but it's given because of our love for Christ. Whenever we are doing a task for the Lord, and we do it in all sincerity unto him and to glorify him, those are the only crowns that will be rewarded. Remember, it's all about Jesus. Whatever we do, make sure that we focus on the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you for listening, and tune in as we conclude our series, The Believer's Reward. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.